is Chris Hattie, and I'm the Assistant Vice President of Human Resources at Dalhousie.
So Wednesday and Thursday, Dalhousie officials were holding negotiations with QPA 3912, and the verdict was that you were unable to reach an agreement. Can you tell us more about how that meeting went?
Sure. So our bargaining team met with QP, as you said, 2 days this week. During those 2 days, the university provided multiple proposals where we made adjustments to what our offer was in an attempt to try and close the gap between the parties and put forward something that would be agreeable to the union. Unfortunately, our final offer, which we provided yesterday, the union's response was to walk away from the table and to not accept that offer. So at this point, we've reached, I guess, an impasse in negotiations and don't have further plans and haven't heard from the union about additional talks at this point.
So can you give us a summary of yesterday's negotiations? What were the terms offered, and what was the union looking for?
Sure. So the university tabled a proposal yesterday that was for a 4-year agreement that would have provided an average salary increase of 20% for members over those 4 years. We specifically tried to shape the proposal for different classifications around some of the main concerns that the union had brought forward. So we had heard a lot about the importance of a living wage, particularly in the context of inflation and increase in housing and other cost of living factors that we're all facing. And so we put forward a proposal that ensured that all classifications met the threshold for the Halifax living wage that's calculated by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternative. So in particular, the marketer and demonstrator category, we raised the wage rate for that to that living wage. In negotiations prior to the strike, what we had heard from QP is that they were looking for a wage rate for TAs, teaching assistants, that hit a minimum of $30 an hour. And so we made adjustments to ensure that we got the TAs to $30 an hour over the life of the agreement. And then sort of the other thing that has been discussed in quite detail at the table is the issue around markers and demonstrators and situations where people who are employed in those classifications feel like they're being asked to do work of a TA. So we put forward a proposed kind of memorandum of agreement to establish a process where we could ensure that we work with the union to create more detailed and clear job descriptions for what is a marker, what is a demonstrator, what is a TA, so that if members feel that they're being asked to do work that's outside their scope, there would be appropriate recourse so that that could be addressed.
Can you tell us what the salary increase, what is the number you offered for TAs and markers and demonstrators?
Yeah, for sure. So the wage that we offered for markers and demonstrators would have hit $23.55 over the life of the agreement, and that would have represented a 41.8% increase to that wage rate versus what it is currently.
And have you discussed with the union having further negotiations?
Again, the conclusion of negotiations yesterday was for the union to, stand up and walk away from the table, and we didn't have the ability to have those discussions because they left the room. We were hopeful to continue discussions. We were prepared to provide more information and rationale for our proposals, but we weren't given that opportunity.
Thank you so much. Are there any other updates regarding the meeting or upcoming meetings that you would like to mention?
I think the two things that we're really interested in right now are in terms of the labor relations and resolving this, we really think that the best next step would be for the union to take our proposal to its membership for a vote. The members of QP 3912 have not had a chance to vote on one of the employer's proposals since June, and because of the way of the academic terms, many people started their employment in September, which means they've never had a chance to vote on one of the university's proposals. So we think that that's a really critical step in trying to resolve this, is making sure that the members and our employees have a chance to weigh in directly on the university's proposal. The obvious second thing that's kind of critical at this point is the academic planning. It's not something that I'm the expert on. It's something that's being led by our academic leaders and by Senate. But clearly we're hitting a point where you know, it's looking like this impasse, you know, isn't going to be resolved quickly, and that, you know, there will be necessary impacts on courses through the fall term. So our, you know, Senate is looking into that, and academic leaders, including deans and department chairs, are working with faculty members to see how courses can be, you know, modified and adjusted to ensure that students can complete their credits and complete the term with as little further disruption as possible.
So my name is Emma Keough. I'm a recent Dal grad, and I'm also a TA in the Faculty of Management in the Commerce Program for first-year students. So the negotiation time yesterday was really valuable to us, and we feel, I think in general, that it was quite poorly used by Dalhousie. The offer that they tabled us yesterday was essentially the same thing that we had seen the day before. Very little movement on any of the markers, really, and still refusing to take away that marker demonstrator position, which we really feel is at risk of being exploited.
So how would things be different once that marker as a demonstrator's position is removed? How does that affect QP?
Yeah, so wait for the noise to pass. At the moment, markers and demonstrators are paid significantly less than TAs, but in the vast majority of cases, they are expected to do the same level of work, if not even more in some unfortunate cases. So at the moment, TAs are paid, I believe, $8 an hour more than markers, but they are also marking as part of their job. So when
the new salary that they have offered you, it's still the same discrepancy?
It's not quite the same discrepancy. We are looking to have markers and demonstrators eliminated completely so that the TAs, they would now all become TAs, would be fairly compensated for their work. They're expected to have the same education level. They're expected to have all the same basic requirements for the job, but they're just getting paid significantly less for, quite honestly, no reason.
I guess, when are you planning on having negotiations next?
Yeah, so I'm actually not sure when our next negotiation session will be. As far as I know, we are having a union meeting next week. We're not sure on the date yet, but all our members will be there, anybody who's interested in showing up, and then we'll kind of set a plan for after reading week.
My name's Stephanie Williams. I'm a first-year student in the physiotherapy program.
So, Stephanie, how is the strike impacting you as a student in your daily life at Dalhousie?
Well, in our program, we rely really heavily on the TAs and lab instructors, and as of right now, most of our labs have been able to go ahead, but with like super reduced resources. So like we go to our lab and we just have maybe one instructor for 60 students, which has really impacted our learning a lot. One of our labs is canceled right now, so we have to do 3 labs in a row when we get back after reading week to try and catch up. And we've had like midterms and exams and stuff that haven't been graded or anything yet, and we're still waiting for the feedback on those. So.
Do you think with all these strikes and negotiations, things might start to change soon, or do you expect this will last longer?
I really hope it's done soon. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't seem like they're really cooperating or like coming to an agreement on it. So I don't think it's going to end very soon, just my personal opinion, but I hope it does for sure.